This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The world has set a record for the number of new daily coronavirus cases with more than 350,000. This is according to the World Health Organization. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan acknowledged that even as COVID-19 cases increase worldwide, there are no new answers. A fresh tally shows that nearly a third of the new daily reported cases are from Europe. India on Saturday reported more than 73,000 new COVID cases in the previous 24 hours. And on Friday, Russia reported a new record for cases, over 12,100, bringing its total of confirmed cases to more than 1.2 million. The previous daily high was back in May. In Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country is at a tipping point in the fight against a second wave of cases. Most of the recent cases have been in Ontario and Quebec. Ontario's government has announced that it would prohibit indoor dining in restaurants and close gyms and theaters throughout the province. In the United States, where infections of coronavirus have topped 7.6 million cases, U.S. President Donald Trump credited an experimental antibody drug for helping him recover from the coronavirus. He told a radio host that he was not in great shape before taking the antibody, but that one day later he felt fine. The president said he's trying to get quick federal approval for emergency use of the drug produced by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Meantime, U.S. health departments are reaching out to individuals who worked at the White House in the past 2 weeks or attended a September 26th Rose Garden event for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, urging them to come forward for further guidance regarding quarantines. These people were all at a White House event and reportedly did not distance properly.